after winning her fight with breast cancer, one would have hoped for a clear passage through life for Una. But that is not the way things go. With her no-nonsense directness, one did not come away from a meeting with Una wondering what she was thinking. You knew it. Her first words spoken to David were far from flattering. But she was to fall head over heels with the man from Zambia with the funny twang of an accent, well, at least compared to a girl from Rafo. Una, the serial degree getter, knew what was precious in life, and her family of birth and her own family were her pearls of great price. Kira had just turned 14 on the 5th of March. The ever watchful and caring big sister, she was crazy about all dogs, and especially her own two Scottish terriers, Daisy and Boo. Kira was quite brilliant at art and excelled at sport, including Gaelic, handball, rugby, and was recently selected on the Galway under 14 basketball team. No mean achievement for someone who had only moved in to the area a few years back. She was noticed as a team player, and this is a wonderful characteristic. Wee Saoirse was the biggest Harry Potter fan in the whole wide world, and maybe even the biggest in the universe. She was not as outgoing as her big sister, but when you got to know her, you found the funniest, smart comments and a very quirky sense of humour. She loved animals, especially cats, and was most definitely the cat person of the family. She was a very good, solid wee thinker and loved making and creating with Lego. She received Jesus in her first Holy Communion just last year.